Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Son, Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me.
Amen. There's certainly nothing better in this world than the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you, the day that I met him, the day I thank God that he found me and introduced himself to me, opened my eyes, opened my heart, I tell you, the best thing that ever happened to me, ever will happen to me, is the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. I want to read this morning out of Acts chapter 9 this morning. Begin reading verse number 1. A familiar passage of Scripture this morning. The Bible said, "And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, desired of him letters to Damascus to synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, that he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what will you have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city. It shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth when his eyes were opened, and he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. He was there 3 days without sight, neither did eat or drink. Our Heavenly Father, now, God, as we come before you this morning, and we thank you for such a wonderful day, God, that you've given, Lord, and God, that you've made this day, and let us be a part of it this morning, God. Thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to open your word this morning, God, to feel your presence, God, and Lord, to attend your house this morning, God. What a thrill it is this morning to be saved, and I don't know this morning, God, this might be the day that you come for us, that you might receive us unto yourself this morning, God, and I do thank you this morning for that blessed hope, and Lord, that you've instilled in us this morning, that's been born again, and this morning, those that have been saved by the marvelous grace of God, and I pray this morning that wherever your people are gathered together, you'd be in the midst this morning, God. May the Holy Spirit have free course and liberty this morning, God, to move. May your men be anointed, fresh from heaven this morning, God, to proclaim the truths of that word. May you bring some precious soul to the saving knowledge and the grace of God this morning, God. I pray that you touch the sick and the afflicted this morning, God, that you'd comfort those where the death angels visited this morning, God. I pray that, Lord, that you bring us all closer unto yourself, Lord, as we lift up your wonderful name. God, I pray this morning you have your way, your will. I thank you for answering prayer, for being so good to us this morning, God. Better than what we deserve this morning, God, and I pray you'd have your way. I touch some precious heart this morning, God. Encourage some soul this morning, God. We'll thank you and praise you. Everything accomplished this morning in Jesus' name. Amen this morning and amen. Now then, that's reading verses 1 down through verses 9 of Acts chapter 9. And we know this is the conversion of Saul. Dear friend, this morning, I want to preach on the thought this morning, dear friend, concerning dependence. Dependence this morning. Dear friend, I don't know, the Lord established a local, visible body of believers called the church. Dear friend, to help one another. Dear friend, to spread the gospel this morning. Galatians chapter 6, verse number 3. The Bible said, bear ye one another's burdens. I thank God this morning. Romans chapter 12 and verse 15 said, weep with those that weep. Dear friend, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 8, one planteth, one watereth. Dear friend, but it's God that giveth the increase. Dear friend, we're fellow laborers. We're joint heirs. Dear friend, we're to work together. Dear friend, for the kingdom of God this morning. In Romans chapter 14 verse 7, the Bible said, no man liveth unto himself, no man dieth unto himself this morning. Amen. We pass, no, we last from death unto life, because we love the brethren this morning. And Jesus said, hereby shall all know you're my disciples, because you have love one for another this morning. Dear friend, I realize our society, dear friend, we're based and we celebrate our independence this morning. Dear friend, as far as with democracy, our Declaration of Independence, our republic this morning, dear friend, we're independent. Dear friend, many occupations throughout our land, dear friend, are independent countries.
contractors. I dear friend, we've even got independent denominations. I dear friend, this morning, I mean the word independent means defined as not affiliated. I dear friend, or even self-reliant. I dear friend, but I'll tell you sometimes, brother, I think we get so independent, we alienate, we distant, we separate ourselves from everyone that's in. I dear friend, this world this morning, there's nothing wrong with doing for yourself. I dear friend, this morning, we are to be independent in some respect. But brother, I guarantee you somewhere down the road, everyone at some time or another is going to need help this morning. I dear friend, the Lord often teaches us that lesson. I dear friend, that's hard to learn this morning. Just how much we need, we rely and depend upon one another this morning. Psalm 133 verse 1. I dear friend, how pleasant, I dear friend, it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. I dear friend, that passage implies fellowship. That means getting along with one another. I dear friend, that passage implies harmony. I dear friend, that we have the same mind. We have like interest. We're pulling in the same direction. We're going in the same way this morning. That passage implies togetherness. I dear friend, that we have a relationship. We have a connection. There's an interdependence upon one another this morning. I dear friend, now Saul was a man used to having his way. In fact, the Bible said he is a Pharisee of Pharisees. I dear friend, in verse number 2, he had power and authority. I dear friend, he done what he wanted to whom he wanted to this morning. But he was about to discover how much, I dear friend, he was in need this morning. He was about to learn a very important lesson in humility. I dear friend, this morning, not only in salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ, but dependence, I dear friend, upon others this morning. Amen. Don't be so independent, I dear friend, you isolate yourself from the very brothers and sisters, I dear friend, in Christ that you're going to need one day. I dear friend, this morning, you, I dear friend, need to be a help to others, and others can be a help to you this morning. God made it that way. I didn't. I dear friend, this morning, you need me. I dear friend, and I need you this morning. And I want you to look this morning at the word dependence. I dear friend, in this passage, now first of all, I find in verse number 6, I dear friend, that Saul, or Paul this morning, I dear friend, was in need of some instruction. Amen. I dear friend, here's a man, the Bible said, a Pharisee, a Pharisee. Here's a man, very intelligent, educated. I dear friend, well-versed. I dear friend, this morning, and yet, the Bible said in verse number 6, he said, Lord, what will you have me to do? Lord, I don't know what to do. You'll have to tell me. Amen. Brother, it must have been a tough pill to swallow. Dear friend, for Saul, I'd ask somebody else, dear friend, what to do. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, I've known some stubborn, hard-headed, hard-hearted people, dear friend, this morning that absolutely, I dear friend, would never ask, I dear friend, for instruction this morning. But there'll be times in life, brother, we need advice. We need leadership. We need counseling. We need encouragement. I dear friend, this morning, there are times that you may face, I dear friend, circumstance, that you need the wisdom and experience of those that have already been through what you're facing. Amen. Believe it or not, brother, there are people who know more than you do. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, I think about old Paulus in Acts chapter 18. Dear friend, that was preaching the gospel, and yet the Bible said when, dear friend, this morning, that two of the other disciples, dear friend, this morning, dear friend, heard about it, they took him aside and expounded unto him the, dear friend, the way of God more perfectly. Dear friend, this morning, we ought not to be so independent, brother, so stubborn, I dear friend, that we're not willing to listen to anyone. I dear friend, this morning, I want to tell you there's many who have been through the trials and errors. There's many who have been through the school of hard knocks. And brother, they've got some words of wisdom. I dear friend, they've got some counsel. If you'll listen to what they've got to say. Amen. I dear friend, this morning, in verse number 6, the Lord said, go, and someone will tell you what to do. Amen. I dear friend, this morning, the Lord may have someone to tell you what you need to do. I dear friend, not everybody's trying to run your business. Not everybody's sticking their nose where it don't belong. I dear friend, there are some people, I dear friend, that would like to be a help to you. I dear friend, there are some, brother, the Lord has already given them an experience. I dear friend, that they could be a help to you if you'd listen. I dear friend, inquire of instruction. I dear friend, that if you wasn't so independent, brother, that you could ask for a help. I dear friend, of someone else today. Amen. I dear friend, Saul was dependent upon instruction. And then verses 8, he was dependent upon direction. Amen. Notice the Bible said in verse number 8, they led him by the hand. Amen. I dear friend, now in verses number 1, Saul was the one leading the charge. I dear friend, breathing out threatenings. I dear friend, this morning, I dear friend, men feared him. I dear friend, wherever he went, folks got out of his way. But now he is the one, I dear friend, having somebody else take him by the hand. I dear friend, and lead him in the direction he needed to go. He is the one depending on someone for side. I dear friend, this morning, I dear friend, I'll tell you, I dear friend, this morning, ever, I dear friend, ever said a man hard pressed to ask for directions this morning. I dear friend, but here's a man totally dependent, I dear friend, upon somebody else, I dear friend, to keep him out of the ditch. Amen. Have you ever felt like you was in the dark, had no idea where to go or what to do? I didn't have a clue this morning. I dear friend, who can you depend on? I dear friend, what hand, I dear friend, will reach out to you this morning? I bet you'd put trust in to hold to. Amen. I dear friend, I'll tell you, we're quick to isolate everyone in our life, I dear friend, and find ourselves staggering in the dark this morning. I dear friend, some of us, sometime or another, need some direction, I dear friend, in our life this morning. And it may be someone taking us by the hand, saying, I know the way. I dear friend, this morning, I dear friend, Saul found himself completely dependent, I dear friend, upon someone taking him by the hand. Amen. I dear friend, don't be so heavy-minded. I dear friend, don't be so stubborn this morning. I dear friend, today, you may find yourself, brother, in need of someone to lead you down the road this morning, to guide you through the minefield of life, to help and counsel you through the time of temptation and trials this morning. I dear friend, don't be so independent. Brother, you find yourself in a dependent role, I dear friend, and needing a direction in your life. Verse 17, I dear friend, I want to say that Saul, I dear friend, depended upon some affection. Amen. The Bible said they put their hands upon him. Amen. I dear friend, I'll tell you, oftentimes in my life, I've needed a touch. Amen. I dear friend, most of us won't let anyone close enough in our life to touch us. I'm not just talking about physically, brother. I dear friend, I'm talking about touching spiritually, emotionally this morning. I dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, we don't want to associate, fellowship, fraternize. I dear friend, it's hard for people to direct emotions toward us. I dear friend, if we've never showed any affection for them this morning. Amen. I dear friend, we've isolated ourselves. We've cut ourselves off. I dear friend, this morning. I dear friend, and then when we need some affection from others, I dear friend, we wonder why there's no compassion. I dear friend, there's no sympathy. I dear friend, this morning, we find ourselves in a predicament. I dear friend, that we need someone to show love and mercy this morning. I dear friend, I'll tell you, be careful who you criticize this morning. Be careful who you condemn. It may be the very ones that you need, dear friend, to show mercy, dear friend, from this morning. God loves irony this morning. Amen. Dear friend, if there's anything this Bible's full of, dear friend, this morning, isn't it wonderful how that David used Goliath's sword to cut his own head off? Dear friend, that Haman was hanged on the same gallows that he built. Dear friend, how that Joseph, dear friend, after his brothers sold him out in slavery, he was the very ones that saved their lives, that they had to bow down before. Dear friend, this morning, be careful, dear friend, how independent you get. You may need some affection from those whom you've shunned out of your life this morning. Amen. In verse 25, dear friend, Paul needed some protection. Dear friend, this morning, I didn't read that far, but you can. Dear friend, the Bible said they had to let him down in a basket over the wall, dear friend, because his life was in danger. Amen. Now, that was something he could not do for himself. Amen. Someone else, dear friend, had to hide him. Someone else had to stand up with him. Someone else had to take up for him. Amen. And one of these days, you may need somebody to pray a wall around you. You may need somebody to pray you out of harm's way. Amen. Dear friend, you may need someone keeping you from making a terrible mistake in your life. Amen. You may have to rely upon someone for self-preservation. Yes, brother, there may be somebody out there that saves your life, whether physically or spiritually this morning. Dear friend, someone, dear friend, this morning may be the very one that pulls your fat out of the fire. Dear friend, today, dear friend, don't be so independent. Don't just shun and shut everybody out of your life. You may need protection one of these days from your brothers and sisters that may rise up and stand in the gap for you. Dear friend, make intercession for you. Dear friend, today that may be a help to you this morning. They may be a hand that reaches through the flames. Dear friend, to pull you out. Dear friend, it doesn't matter what hand that is this morning. Just be thankful you got some brothers and sisters that love you this morning. Dear friend, listen, we're all dependent upon one another. Amen. In verse 27, dear friend, I find that Saul was in dependent of a recommendation. Amen. Dear friend, the Bible said that Barnabas stood up, dear friend, after the disciples were fearing him and the apostles wouldn't have anything to do with him. Dear friend, dear friend, Barnabas stood up and declared them unto him. Dear friend, listen, somebody may have to speak up for you one day. Somebody may have to speak on your behalf. As Proverbs 27 verse 2 said, let another praise thee and not thyself. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, it's a shame. Dear friend, we can't refer one another. Dear friend, because we don't know one another. Dear friend, this morning, it's hard to recommend a preacher this morning because, dear friend, they won't let you get close enough to know them this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, dear friend, we can't put confidence in one another. Dear friend, Proverbs 25 said, confidence in an unfaithful man, dear friend, is like a foot out of joint and a broken tooth. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, I'll tell you, when people don't keep their word or pay their debts or return what they borrowed, dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, dear friend, this morning, we need to be able to recommend one another this morning. Dear friend, you keep burning bridges between people, and one of these days you're going to find yourself independent. Dear friend, and all alone. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, then let me say lastly, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, dear friend, in verse 9, you know this passage, it's Paul's farewell address. Dear friend, this morning, when Paul's about to go off the scene, dear friend, I find him most vulnerable this morning. Amen. Dear friend, Paul said this morning in verse 9, do thou diligence to come shortly unto me. Dear friend, in verses 11, he said, bring him with thee. Amen. Dear friend, and then the Bible said in verses 13, he said, dear friend, this morning, when you come, when thou comest, bring with thee the books, and especially the parts parchments. I dear friend, he said in verses number 25:1, how do thou diligent to come before winter. I dear friend, you'll find throughout this chapter, Paul keeps saying, come to me, come to me. I dear friend, I want to say this morning, Paul was dependent upon some compassion. Amen. At the end of the way, I dear friend, this morning, he desired to be surrounded by those that he loved. Amen. You better make amends before you leave this world and set your house in order this morning. I dear friend, because I'll tell you, when you're on your deathbed, I dear friend, this morning, I dear friend, you desire for those this morning, I dear friend, that you love, I dear friend, to come to you. I dear friend, I want to say the Apostle Paul was confined. He was in prison. He was not able to go to them. I dear friend, and you may find yourself in the same shape in the hospital or nursing home. I dear friend, this morning, you'd like somebody to come visit you. I dear friend, this morning, don't be so independent that you shut everybody out of your life. And when it comes your time to leave this world, and nobody gives you a second thought. Paul was sick in verses 11. He said, only Luke is with me. Luke was the physician. I dear friend, this morning, no doubt he was the one with him because Paul was probably sick, feeling vulnerable, weak, and helpless, discouraged and disheartened. Paul was elderly in Philemon verses 9. The Bible said Paul the aged, and Paul was dying. He was on his deathbed. Dear friend, this morning, I'll tell you, I've seen a lot of families try to amend ways at the casket. And brother, it's too late then. Dear friend, you may not think you need anyone in your life. Dear friend, but when it comes your time to leave, you may desire those to come to you. Dear friend, don't be so independent that you don't think you need anyone else. Dear friend, you need the Lord this morning most of all, and you need your brothers and sisters in Christ. And may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.